clean water. Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that host and change for America. 3 days later, Mr.
It's Saturday night. I am Stephen Baldwin, and he is Kevin McCullough.
Hey, hi there.
You're about to experience the most fantastic, fabulous, what other fabulous words?
You've been in the acting world too long. You're supposed to undersell.
I don't know anything about that.
I know.
We're 4 years into this bad boy, and we're kicking butt.
Supposed to undersell.
Baldwin McCullough Live.
Always give them more than they think, not less.
The next 2 hours are going to change your life. You will not be the same person you were before you started listening to this program.
Classic undersell there. Good job.
What would Danny Johnson say about my intro here?
Our good friend Danny Johnson wouldn't say anything about it. She'd say,
Stevie B, go.
Go read my article in Forbes that melted the internet this week. That's what she'd say.
I know.
It's crazy.
Danny Johnson, blow it up, people.
Not that we didn't think that she would.
Well, but here's the thing. Danny Johnson.
Heard on many of these same stations tomorrow night at the same time.
DannyJohnson.com, Danny with an I.
One and an I.
Was already a force to be reckoned with. And then we got blessed with the opportunity for our lovely organization, Extreme Media, to put her out in a greater way on the airwaves via radio.
95 stations in her first year.
And now what happened on Forbes? You go ahead and...
Well, they did a feature piece for her, and it was a biographical piece. And if you don't know anything about Danny's story, she was homeless at 19, pregnant at 21, and a millionaire at 23.
Is that all?
And usually when
yeah, so what?
Usually when I drop that in mixed company, I wait for the jaws to be picked up off the floor and put back together. But now she lives her life helping other people become... multimillionaires. She runs five companies, and but they wanted to do this. The writer at Forbes said, I wonder if I could find a homeless person that had become a millionaire. So she started Googling what was out there, and she ran across Danny's story, and then the more they talked, the more she just was like, oh, I got to tell this story.
Well, that's what happens when you talk to Danny.
Yeah. So, and I think they had, there was this implication at the bottom of the at the bottom of the page, that if they liked the story and they wanted to see a follow-up piece done on Danny, that they needed to like the story, share it on Facebook, and send her an email. I think they literally did, like, meld part of the internet that afternoon because they had, I don't know, like 17,000 shares on Facebook. It's just
Forbes,
that one story, just
Forbes
that one
Facebook.
Piece. Yeah, from the Forbes story page, it had that many. That didn't include the shares that were then going viral inside of Facebook that linked it. I mean, it was crazy.
I love that.
Absolutely crazy.
Well, it's Baldwin McCullough Live. Yeah. Our number is 888-340-3373. If you don't memorize the number immediately, then I don't know. Something weird will happen.
We've got some things to talk about tonight. I don't know if anybody was paying attention, but there was a little bit of news this week.
Again...
Now, one thing they weren't paying attention to was the State of the Union address. I don't know if anybody realized this. I called it. I said the night of the State of the Union, which I did not watch proudly. I proudly did not watch the State of the Union. And I wrote on Facebook, I said, you watch. I bet this is one of the lowest rated State of the Unions in the modern era and certainly of the Obama administration. Hmm. Meaning... fewer people were going to watch it and pay any attention to it. I turn on talk radio the next day, every person on the radio is like, I didn't watch the speech last night. Dennis Miller does a whole hour on why he didn't watch the speech last night. It was just silly not to watch. I mean, it's just, I didn't. What was he going to say? So I didn't watch it. I watched a little bit of it the following day. But then they got the Nielsen's out like right. 2 days later. Lowest rated State of the Union speech in 20 years.
Was it really?
Yeah, it was.
Well, here's, you know, I watched a little bit, and, you know, again.
You don't even have a TV.
We have a.
Man, you really had to go through excruciating circumstances to put yourself in that misery that night.
Well, of course, when I want to know information as it's happening and I don't know how to acquire the information.
You call me.
I call Kevin. I go, help me, Kevin. I want to watch State of the Union now. What do I? He's like, no, just go to this website, Stephen. They're streaming it live.
It was Fox, right?
Yeah.
Fox News.
And here's the thing. Probably along the lines of the lowest Nielsen rating, I'm watching it, and I'm, you know, as a creator of content, you know, movie guy, this, that, whatever, I'm sitting there watching it going, it wasn't boring just because... It was.
I'm going to fall asleep with this conversation
exactly.
if you don't take it somewhere quick.
What I was going to say is, it wasn't boring to me in the potential Obama bashing, you know, ways. It was, if I just kind of removed myself from whatever my opinion was, just watching it, it just was, you know, like a talking head. He was just there, and he's like.
But it was the same speech he's given for 5 years. And there wasn't anything new in it.
And his hair is grayer, and he looks gnarly, and, you know.
That's about the only change.
But it's, and then even those in the audience were kind of bored.
I think so. I think the nation was bored. They had the fewest people paying attention to the president talking. They had fewer people paying attention to him giving this speech than they had during the George W. Bush years, and everybody was like, that idiot can't talk his way out of a paper bag. But for whatever reason, there were more people interested in watching him in years 5, 6, 7, 8 than even watched this last week. That's how bad this was.
Well,
that's how boring this was.
Don't get me started on my boy W.
So,
don't get me started.
And they did this other thing. They did this study
on... You know what Obama needs to do?
I'm sorry, was I saying something?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
But you know what Obama needs to do? He needs to, like after they find out where what is it?
Right.
Right. After they find out the Dorner guy, where he is, and then, you know, they light up the place with the tear gas accidentally, and, you know, the shoot 'em up's going on, you know, Obama needs, like, to jack up his ratings by, like, having an impromptu, like, emergency address, and he gets on TV and he'll say, let me tell you about this guy Dorner. There's a sign that used to hang in the Old West, and it said, wanted, dead or alive. He needs to do, like, a W kind of thing. He needs to just say something kooky.
Except that he would have never done that.
Well, I know.
Because this Dorner thing has turned into the biggest race scam.
But if I were advising the president, I'd say, get out there and just say, like, what George W. Bush would have said.
Speaking of Dorner, right, this is why Stephen has no future in politics.
Awesome! Wouldn't that be cool?
No.
If you got out there and said, you know, listen, this moment calls for me to quote my dear inspiration, President George W. Bush, that'd get his ratings up.
So, no, it wouldn't. So, last thing on State of the Union, they did this comparison of the educational level of the speeches that are given. I don't know if you saw this. Our founding fathers were like master graduate level college education in their State of the Union addresses.
Sure.
They were like, okay, then we started putting them on TV. And radio, everything went downhill. So Woodrow Wilson started doing, so it went from like age 20 to like age 16 in average language ability. George W. Bush was 8.6 months. No, 8 years, 6 months. That was George W. Bush.
Mm-hmm.
President Obama's speeches come in at 8 years, 2 months. So we're talking on literally a third grade level to the people the night of the State of the Unions now.
So what are you saying?
that we've gotten really that our nation can't handle complex thought anymore.
Be careful now.
Okay.
We've already been talking about how common sense has gone out the window. Rush Limbaugh now calls it the people who are uninformed.
Right. But we have
just saying, like, we have presidents full of a bunch of third graders.
No, that's the most that the presidential speechwriters feel like they can aim at and get their point across.
Really?
That's I just explained the whole analysis.
I understand.
Yeah, that's a real analysis.
But what you're saying is the guys who write Obama speeches write them so that they can be comprehended by a third grader.
That's not very nice. And the fact that he ranked lower than
Whatever they're doing, it seems to be working.
And
just saying.
Again, the fact that he ranked lower than George W. Bush, when George W. Bush was supposed to be, according to all these people, the dumbest person to ever walk the planet.
Yeah, but he's W.
But he was supposed to be the dumbest person to walk the planet. Say
what do you want out of 2013? Do you want to improve your relationships? Do you want to increase your income? Do you want to expand your influence? What if you could find a step-by-step guide to getting everything you want out of life? How much would you pay? Do you struggle with increasing your income or getting a promotion or growing your business? Do you struggle with negativity in your business or relationship or in your finances? Do you struggle with the balance your life has between business and family? Do you struggle with being misunderstood or the lack of motivation in others close to you? What if you could find a book that showed you exactly how you could become wealthy, acquire charisma, power, and influence, and most of all, multiply the success you already have and open the door for more? What if that book was free? Call right now to get your copy. 866-760-8255. Danny Johnson's First Steps to Wealth is free to you right now. 866-760-8255. Call now. 866-760-8255. That's 866-760-8255.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Your freedoms are on the line. The Second Amendment is in danger. How soon before your freedoms are taken away? What can you not live without? What is your greatest dependency? Is it your guns? Is it your home? No, it's food. It all boils down to the food supply. Tyrannical governments control people by controlling their food supply. Don't be dependent. Be self-sufficient. Don't wait for the government to feed you. Feed yourself. I can warn you, but I can't feed you. Do like Alex has done and get a supply of food from eFoods Direct. It's the best long-term storable food on the planet. Get the popular Mega Patriot Pack free, a 24-day supply of food plus stove, cook pot, and fuel. Call 800-250-1857 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get up to 20 Mega Patriot Packs free with purchase. Build your food supply, be in control, be self-sufficient, and be a patriot. Call 800-250-1857 or efoodsdirect.com/Alex and get your free Patriot Pack today.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Baldwin McCullough, glad you're with us on a Saturday night. Wow, I just dropped my hand and the music ended. Very powerful power that I have here. That's a show we should do one night, Stephen. If you could be a superhero, what would your power be?
I don't think I can say it on this program.
Why am I so not surprised that that's your answer?
Sometimes you have these momentary lapses of rationale.
Carnality?
Yeah. Well,
you didn't intend it to come off that way?
Who asked me this? Was it you? Were we talking the other day? And I was doing an
interview. That was your other.
I went to. I was on a red carpet the other night. I went to a movie premiere, and I was with my my good buddy Jamal, who makes those suits for me for Apprentice. Acustom.com, by the way. Let me just do it. Kevin hates the most.
Moving on.
Cheap plug.
No. We're not giving it until he spends money with us. That's when we'll start talking about it. So go ahead.
You could just be nice sometimes, too, McCullough.
Why? I didn't get any custom suits.
So I'm on the red carpet going to this movie premiere.
For the federal authorities that are listening, if you're doing a payola investigation, just please note that it was Stephen Baldwin that took the liberty to do a plug after getting four custom suits.
The head of the whole thing you just talked about is the president, and boy, is he the king of all payola! But anyway.
Yes, so you're on the red carpet, and?
And I'm doing this interview, and I got asked, you know, the very same question, you know, kind of, you have one wish about this. And I said that I wished in my 46 years on the planet, what I've learned is the thing that makes the world a better place is if we all learn to just take care of ourselves and stop worrying about everybody else. And then she sticks the microphone over to my friend Jamal, and he goes, that was really kind of very, you know, special for you to say, Stephen. It was heartwarming and endearing. But me, I'm kind of old school. I'd like to fly. I was like, now, why didn't I think of that?
Yeah. Well, see, I'm sitting here thinking of all the things that I would like to be able to do. I'd like to be able to be the guy that had that switch that could do any of them and all of them.
Well, that doesn't count. You can only have one. Stop asking for more wishes. Go ahead.
Yeah, I want the wish that gives me endless wishes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I always play the end game.
Right.
It's always about the end game.
Don't
anyway.
I know it.
So here's a question for everyone listening, though. 888-340-3373.
Say it again.
888-340-3373. It's similar to that one. If you had $16.7 billion to spend on something, what would you spend it on? Not yourself personally. To make the world a better place, what would you do with $16.7 billion? Because the federal government tried to play this game, and I don't think they came up with the same answer you did. I'll tell you what the answer is at the end of the show.
Wow.
You got to listen to it. But if you had $16.7 billion, what would you do with it? You can't keep it. You can't use it for you. You got to change the world with it. What would you do?
One thing or multiple things?
One thing. Main thing. What's the main thing?
I would... spend money on education in ways where I would create rewards for young people to try to achieve greater academics.
Oh, that's cool. Like learning centers?
No, like I would just bribe them.
Incentives.
I would just go like, you know, get an A and you get, you know, $1,000 or $10,000, whatever it is.
Okay. It's a different take on it, but I asked a couple of people yesterday, and they were like, we'd start like micro enterprises so people could get jobs and so forth. And I think that's all wonderful. Some people said, well, you know, we'd build new technology with like fancy airplanes that you could fly to the moon and back. You know, that kind of stuff is kind of cool. I just wanted, if you had $16.7 billion in your pocket and you had to spend it on making America better, how would you spend it? I'll ask everyone that question tonight before we let them go. But The federal government decided to spend $16.7 billion on something last year. I'm pretty sure that it's not on what you would have spent it on.
Hmm.
We'll just see.
You'll
by the end of the
later.
Show. By the end of the show.
Okay.
Okay, so one thing we didn't talk about last week was Dorner.
Right.
Because he was still on the run last week.
Now, who's this fella again?
Well, he's a former LAPD officer.
Right.
Actually, he is no longer, so he's a fried piece of barbecue now. But he burned to death this week in a mountain cabin after being chased through the Southern California hillside all over the place. And I found this story yesterday to be really intriguing. You know, the mayor of Los Angeles, Antonio Villaraigosa. Is that how you say it? Villaraigosa.
That's how you say it.
Is that? Am I pronouncing that right, Mr. Spanish speaker?
I love these characters.
Villaraigosa.
I love these characters.
Anyway, he came out last week before they caught him. And he's thumping his chest. Yes, I, the great mayor of Los Angeles, I have put together this coalition of 20 organizations that will give $1 million to the successful capture and apprehension and conviction of Mr. Dorner. I, the great mayor, pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
I was just going to say
that. I, the great Villaraigosa, have put together $1.1 million.
Is that how he talks?
No.
Okay.
Well, I'm giving away too much now. He tends to be a little bit of a scoundrel. Ran out on his wife after he got elected. Was, you know, flirting with these other ladies. And so he tends to be kind of a, I don't know, bad guy anyway. But he's very vain. So he likes to get credit for things. He likes to be, you know, kind of center of attention. And that's how he got to be mayor of Los Angeles. That, and he has the last name of Villaraigosa. So, you know, the Hispanic population of Southern California now, I think, is running close to 40% mm-hmm. of the total population.
Uh-huh.
So you have them united, everybody else splintered, you're going to win a lot of elections.
You got them thinking like, Viva Villaraigosa.
Yeah.
Right.
At this point, he may have given part of California back to Mexico, for all we know, because he doesn't speak English in most of his press conferences. But anyway, so he's got... So he comes out at $1.1 million. I am the great Villaraigosa. And so then everyone else saw what happened this week. They find out that the guy took captive this little old couple that seemed like very nice people, but my goodness, scared out of their wits, as most of us would be if this guy, because he was heavily armed, knew what he was doing, big man. And He locks them up. He puts the pillowcases over their heads. They're thinking they're going to get executed. He leaves. She finally gets loose, is able to find her cell phone, hit the speaker button, dial 911 by voice, and then it connects them in, and they get the lead. That night, he dies. He puts a bullet through his head. He dies in the cabin because they do all of this, and within 24 hours, he's dead.
Mm-hmm.
Los Angeles is now saying, you know what, we may not give you guys the money. This little old couple that, you know, sweet little people, because he wasn't captured, apprehended, and convicted.
Yeah, we got to come back. And,
do you think that's fair? 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. Shouldn't they get the money?
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order.
Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
I lost 18 pounds in just 4 days. Hi, I'm James Zetta. If you're like me, you've already tried and failed at many diet and weight loss plans. The 18 and 4 weight loss plan requires no exercising, no diet pills or additives, no laxatives, no meal replacements, and no diet drinks. The 18 and 4 program is crystal clear with a day-to-day, step-by-step, and meal-to-meal guide. If you're not satisfied with your results, I will give you my 30-day full money-back guarantee. Go to 18and4.com. That's the number 18, I-N, the number 4.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
To have a fighting chance against cold and flu bugs, get the world's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. Fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi with Allicin Plus C. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allicin Plus C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allicin Plus C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allicin Plus C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allicin Plus C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allicin Plus C. To order, call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. Or go to AllicinPlus.com, spelled AllicinPlus.com. Get Allicin Plus C from Affinity Health Products.
986.
It's Baldwin McCullough Live. Thank you for being with us every Saturday night starting at 9 o'clock Eastern and telling your friends about where Stephen Baldwin, the actor, and Kevin McCullough, the talk show guy, get together every Saturday. We have a lot of laughs. Saturday night funny. We don't have any shame in saying that. Real quickly, we want to say thank you to the Association of Mature American Citizens. They are the leading alternative for adults over 50. Maybe you knew about the fact that AARP took $1 billion from taxpayers because the president promised it if they would endorse Obamacare. And a lot of people felt like they were betrayed. They didn't want AARP to do that. And they feel like they don't have any alternative. But the truth is, AMAC gives you all the buying power, gives you all the advocacy, gives you all the discounts and all the benefits, like insurance and travel, et cetera, less than a dollar a month. Go to AMAC.us or call 888-262-2006. Over 500,000 Americans now trust AMAC. Shouldn't you? Join AMAC now. Go to AMAC.us. That's AMAC.us. AMAC is better, better for you, and better for America. So this week, Mr. Dorner was neutralized as a threat. He had killed four people. He was terrorizing Southern California. and people were scared. And then some police made some additional reasons for people to be scared, like shooting at people in the vehicles that he wasn't in. So that's always good. But this week, it turns out, the city of Los Angeles, whose mayor took great pride in saying, hey, we put together a $1.1 million reward for the capture of this guy, is suddenly saying to the little old lady and her husband that were tied up by him, whose ultimate tip became the tipping point to getting him, secluded, isolated. He eventually took his own life, and then they fired the tear gas and all the rest of it, and then, you know, you heard about all the rest of it. Shouldn't they get the money? It seems as though there's a legal loophole here where the city may be going, hey, he wasn't captured, apprehended, and convicted. 888-340-3373. I just want to take a poll. Do you think that the couple deserves the money for giving the tip that led to the ultimate capture of the guy? I mean, it seems pretty straightforward to me, but that legal loophole, that language, it appears that some of those that have put up the money may be wanting to play games with that. And if they do, I think that there's some dangers in that for the future of any manhunt that goes on across the United States. Stephen, if you start playing games with stuff like this, people go, oh, well, that's just a gimmick to try to get us all on the lookout for him. And then, we might not get it anyway. And then if we do get it, then maybe he sends someone to come knock us off. You know, I think you're going to set up more doubt in people's minds going ahead if you don't pay this reward to this couple, because that's the way these things work.
Well,
in the past.
Obviously, that's the motivation. This couple was a little bit more involved. You know, he
they tied suffered
him up
a wee bit.
Yeah, they Dorner tied him up, stole their car. Now, just so everybody, but particularly me, comprehends this, they got away and called 911 and pointed the authorities in the direction that actually ended up with them finding him, correct?
They were the last major clue before they were able to actually intercept him.
But they pointed the authorities
yes.
in the right.
They said he took
they
our
should
car.
Get the money.
The car looks like this. It
they
has this
get
license
the money.
Plate, and he took off this way.
They should get the money.
Absolutely.
888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. So you got this mayor out in California. He says,
I am the great Villaraigosa.
Yeah. Like that. And a $1 million pledge. And, you know, I got it here on. On the Googling the whole thing, going to the Fox thing, it says that the $1 million pledge by the city for information that will lead to Mr. Dorner's capture, which, even though he died, it doesn't matter. That's capturing him.
Well, that's what I would think, but it seems like they're arguing now that he wasn't captured.
Right. That's one of the quotes here. It says, since Dorner was never captured, apprehended, or convicted, and instead died Tuesday night during a dramatic standoff near Big Bear, California, officials take a looser view of the reward language. Possible candidates for the collection are Karen and Jim Reynolds, who called 911. It's just very interesting. You think of it.
888-340-3373. Doesn't basic justice say that you pay them the reward money no matter what?
Well, here's what the mayor said. He said that whether the awards and the funds are given to these people is up to the 20 different groups that agreed to contribute to the bounty. So it sounds to me like they're spending it.
But remember, he was the big man on campus that got that 20 organizations to come together. 888-340-3373. It's Baldwin McCullough.
As the world's largest Christian university, Liberty University prepares students to succeed in the global marketplace. Liberty's faculty recognizes the principles that made America great, and they challenge students to defend those principles, maybe even changing the course of the future in the process. With nearly 100,000 resident and online students around the world, Liberty is equipping the next generation to impact the world. To learn more about Liberty, visit liberty.edu/champions or call 855-261-3235.
Attention business owners or anyone else trying to succeed in the tough economy in the new year. How would you like to tell more people than you've ever imagined about your business? There's a brand new website you must know about. It's called Prosper2013.com. You want to make a difference in the new year in a tough economy? You've got to become an engager. And you can only become one by going to Prosper2013.com. That's Prosper2013.com.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Hattler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
Radio advertising on GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is simple, affordable, and reaches millions. How do we do it? Let's break it down. First, the simple part. You tell us about your business. Then our expert radio copywriters write your copy. We hire professional voice talent.
Hello there, I'm a professional announcer.
And then produce your ad with just the right music and feel. Voila! Simple. How affordable? 60-second ads on GCN are the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And that brings us to reach. Millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 700 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. That's it. A one-stop shop. Creative radio ads. Very affordable rates. Millions of potential customers and customer service that can't be beat. See our current list of satisfied advertisers at GCNLive.com. Then shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
While claiming to represent their members, AARP supported legislation that over 50% of their members oppose. Why exactly would AARP support Obamacare while the majority of their members don't? Easy. It was good for AARP, and they stand to reap a windfall of over $1 billion. Many people feel they have no alternative. They have to depend on AARP for benefits, insurance, and Medicare supplements. Not true. There is a real alternative for people who believe in limited government and fiscal responsibility. AMAC, the Association of Mature American Citizens, the leading alternative for adults over 50. AMAC offers a united voice, information advocacy, and the discounts and benefits you need, like insurance and travel. For less than a dollar a month, you can join today. Go to AMAC.us or call 888-262-2006. Over 500,000 Americans now trust AMAC. Join AMAC now. Go to AMAC.us. That's AMAC.us. That's 888-262-2006. AMAC is better. Better for you. Better for America.
It's Baldwin McKellar Live, and you know, as the world's largest Christian university, Liberty University prepares students to succeed in the global marketplace. Liberty's faculty recognizes the principles that made America great, and they challenge students to defend those principles, maybe even changing the course of the future in the process. With nearly 100,000 resident and online students around the world, Liberty is equipping the next generation to impact the world. Learn more at liberty.edu/champions. Liberty.edu/champions or call 855-261-3235. That's 855-261-3235.
That's the most lovable Baldwin brother of them all, Stephen Baldwin.
Hey, how are you?
And I'm Kevin McCullough. This is Baldwin McCullough Live. We're glad you're with us live from New York every Saturday. 888-340-3373 is our phone number. 888-340-3373. It is a toll-free call. And we're asking the question, the city of Los Angeles put out there this idea that they were going to pay $1.1 million. They actually had $100,000 was all that the city itself was going to put up. The other million was going to come from these 20 organizations that, that came together. Well, you have this little old lady and her husband that get held hostage, have pillowcases put over their heads. They're taken up to their bedroom. They believe they're about to have their, you know, brain splattered all over their nice new carpet. And he takes their car. He doesn't kill them. But she's able to work her way out of her captivity, get the cell phone, call the police, tell them what kind of car he's traveling in, et cetera, et cetera. They end up capturing him that night, at least isolating him into the cabin in the woods. And then we all know what happened from there. He put a bullet through his head, and then they shot tear gas in, and the thing caught on fire, and it was all done. Now the city is wanting to play semantics about the reward money. Fox News reporting the $1 million pledge by the city was for information that would lead to Dorner's capture. They technically didn't capture him, is what the city's saying. He's isolated, he's in a cabin all by himself, and he's surrounded, but he's not captured. The other $100,000 was pledged by the city council, had similar language, but they included the words, leading to the identification, apprehension, and conviction of Chris Dorner. Well, you're not going to convict him because he's barbecue. They're not going to drag him into court. There's nothing to drag him into court over. 888-340-3373. Should the city of Los Angeles chicken out on this and not give the money, what damage do you think that will do to future manhunts that the public is going to need, that authorities are going to need the help of the public with? Would it negatively impact the ability for authorities to use rewards in the future? Do you think it would be undermined by a very bad decision here on the L.A. City Council part? Let's go to line one. Philip is calling us from Utah. Philip, welcome. You're on with Baldwin and McCullough. Glad you're with us.
Yeah, I agree that they should get the money and that it would hamper any future efforts to do a manhunt.
How so? What do you think the consequences would be?
Well, why would they help the police if they can't trust the offer being made? They might just sit on the information that they have.
Yeah, and I guess as I was having some conversations about this with different people this week, Philip, it's like there's a lot of philosophy, and Stephen, you've talked to a lot of law enforcement people. Mm-hmm. Why do law enforcement encourage the use of these rewards in these cases? Like, what's the rationale behind it? I've always thought it was kind
money.
Of like to make, well, that's what they use, but what's the rationale of the people offering the money?
Right.
Is it to get bad people to turn on a fellow bad guy, or is it just to get mass citizens across the country just keeping their eyes open more, or is it a combination of the two?
More people eyes open, plus giving them motivation to, you know, go that extra mile that
yeah.
you know that they might be putting their life on the line if you know.
That makes sense to me. That makes sense to me, Philip. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. Thanks for listening. 888-340-3373. Three phone lines open, but I'm curious about this because I got into this really intense conversation with somebody about, well, they're really, the reason that they offer the big rewards is that eventually, like in places where you've got people that are close to the guy who's wanted, whether
right.
it be like a gang minion or a relative or somebody,
yeah.
that it would require turning on him.
Right.
That the big rewards are usually offered to try to get people that are in his circle
right.
to turn.
Right.
And they're not. And so that's how the city was also trying to explain it. Well, nobody really needed to be turned. So you're going to stiff this little lady that was
well, no, this
going down execution style. I mean, that was
on a basis of common sense or fairness, you know. It's a play on words now, and obviously, fiscally, any state or whatever that can get out of laying out the money for technical reasons, they're probably going to try to do that. But it's just, loud and clearly what you're suggesting here is that you can't say you're going to do something and then when it takes place or transpires, you know, not answer up or pony up on the commitment you made.
I guess there's a danger, even if they don't meet the letter of the law in this, I think there's a real danger to the city's credibility if they don't at least give the appearance that they were serious about wanting to bring this person to justice by going to this measure of effort.
Yeah, could you imagine that 911 call with Karen and Jim Reynolds? 911. Yeah, hey, it's kid. We just broke free. It was Dorner. He handcuffed us. He stole our car. But about the language of the reward money.
Before I go any further with this.
Yeah, I just like can we conference my lawyer in right now to 911? I just want to make sure that, you know, if he gets shot or, you know, whatever, you know, we're still going to collect the money.
Yeah.
That would be... But that's what's going to happen in cases, you know, in certain situations if they back out of it.
Well, what will be interesting, I mean, check out this ultimate irony. This all started because this cop felt really lied about and dishonestly treated by the LAPD. That's how this whole thing started, right?
Right.
So his whole thing, it was like, it was vengeance. He was out to you know, pay back to those people that were making... Wouldn't it be ironic if the end of this story turns out with the city actually betraying its own words to the people that it said it was trying to keep safe? 888-340.
Actors, models, singers, and dancers. Is it your destiny to perform? If so, don't be fooled by the big talk and fake ads for Disney or Nickelodeon. Get real. You need the right training and exposure. AMTC, Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, is coming to over a dozen North American cities in the month of January. Visit AMTCAudition.org or call 1-800-STAR-420. Success in the entertainment industry is about more than your talent. It's about what you know and who you know. Find both at AMTC. That's AMTCAudition.org. Children, teens, and adults, if you have a calling to be in film, fashion, music, or theater, this is your chance to do it right. AMTC is coming to over one dozen cities in North America in January. To learn more, visit AMTCAudition.org or call 1-800-STAR-420. AMTC is a nonprofit ministry and the auditions are free. Sign up today. AMTCAudition.org.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanzo men can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Whey is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Is this the year you finally get serious about your family's drinking water? If so, keep listening for a special offer from Big Berkey Water Filters. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated? Berkey Water Filters distinguish themselves from many other filtration systems with the capability to significantly reduce dangerous chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, and disinfection byproducts from municipal water via the Black Berkey and PF line of filters. Then there's affordability. At only 1.7 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify treated and untreated water, even stagnant pond water. Stop and think how much money you could save by simply reducing buying bottled water and using water filtered by your Berkey water filter. No need to be constantly replacing expensive filters with a Berkey. A single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. Choose the best size Berkey for your needs at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And right now, all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Just call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY or visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Free shipping on every order over $50. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
America.
Saturday night. It's Baldwin McCullough Live. I am Stephen Baldwin. He's Kevin McCullough. The number 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. And we've already had one opinion, and we want to know, what do you think? You got the mayor out there in California who pledged $1 million through collectively putting together 20 different organizations. Then you got this couple that this kooky fella Dorner, you know, who was killed and apprehended, and the folks that made the 911 call that eventually led to law enforcement taking this guy out of the picture and no longer allowing him to be a threat to anyone.
Threat neutralized.
Yeah. And now you got the mayor saying, well, you know, we said you get the $1 million if he's captured, apprehended, this, that. But so the fact that this guy Dorner was killed, they're trying to renege on the $1 million.
And I guess it's one thing if, you know, you just do it in this one city. Nobody else knows about it. You plead, oh, our state is in financial crisis. We have all these problems. You know, sad song, sad story, so what? Look, these manhunts, as people do this kind of stuff, are only going to get more complex over time. And the need for the public, Stephen, the need for the public to participate in doing their good citizens' duties of reporting what they know when they know it is going to be more important in the future than it is today. I think everyone agrees with that.
Absolutely.
I think they understand. And we're going to have the ability with social media and other things to give more information to authorities when somebody like this is on the run in the future. I was kind of surprised that we didn't have any involvement with social media, really, in the capture of this guy. Because mm-hmm. you would think if he pops up somewhere, someone sees it, tweets the location. You know, social media could actually be very good for law enforcement and,
totally.
And justice in the future. But if you renege on this and you say, well, we said we were going to pay you a reward, but, you know, and you're starting to play this letter of the law kind of thing, I think you run the risk of making the public endlessly cynical about whether it's going to ever be worth it to help in the future. Because say that guy does get caught, but somehow he gets an attorney. He gets, you know, the O.J. Simpson law attorney, and he gets off somehow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now he's going to come to find the person that tried to put him away.
Imagine that.
So when you take a stand for something, that part of the, I think, the reward is, hey, you know, maybe you can help create a safer, newer life with some of this as well. And I think that why would you ask for the public's trust only to stomp on it? You know, a few days later, when push comes to shove, it doesn't make sense to me.
Well, go ahead.
888-340-3373, 888-340-3373. Your thoughts on this? Now, you were gonna say.
I was just gonna say that the point you just made, which is, why would you ask them for their trust and then renege on the whole thing, which would obviously just cause distrust in the future.
And that tends to be L.A.'s problem to begin with.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago, starting now until February 28th. You can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.